Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now let's go to the United States, because the former US President Donald Trump will be arraigned at Manhattan Criminal Courthouse this afternoon after his indictment in that grand jury probe over hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. There's a huge security operation underway all around Trump Tower and the courthouse, police bracing themselves for potential protests. Donald Trump is the first former US president to face criminal charges, and he's due to be arraigned and fingerprinted at the downtown Manhattan courthouse this afternoon. His campaign said he will deliver remarks at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida once he gets back from Manhattan later today. Well, for the latest on this, I'm joined by Terry Sheridan, news director at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, thank you very much for joining us. So take us through what we're expecting to happen this afternoon at the Manhattan courthouse.
Well, first of all, we're expecting this to happen about 2:15 our time, 7:15 your time. And what will happen is basically a processing of Donald Trump. He will show up. We don't know whether he'll walk in the front door or the back door. Do know that he will not be handcuffed. He will be fingerprinted. He will also probably, and this we don't know 100%, will have a mugshot taken. We do know that the state of New York will not release that mugshot. If Donald Trump releases it, that's his business, but by law, the state of New York does not release it. He'll then face a judge. He'll answer. The charges will be unsealed. He'll probably plead not guilty, and then he will leave the building. Again, we don't know whether he'll walk out the front door or walk out the back door.
Mm-hmm. And we are expecting, or rather the police and New York is expecting, the authorities there, some level of protest, supporters coming out to show that they're on side with Donald Trump.
Right. We do know of two protests. One will be at Trump Tower sometime this morning, probably around 11 o'clock. That is being called a rally. Then we know that at 2:15-ish, sometime around the arraignment in a park across the street from the courthouse, there will be a protest led by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, all 35,000 members of the New York City Police Department have been called to duty today. They are in uniform. The mayor and the police commissioner say they are ready for any disturbance, and they say they welcome people coming in to protest and have their First Amendment rights given to them. He will not tolerate any violence.
Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know exactly what he's going to be charged with, do we? We'll find that out later today, too.
Right. When they unseal the indictment, now again, there's a lot of rumors going around. We believe that there were 34 counts. We were hearing last night that there were 34 felonies, which is very serious. This is all in relationship to the payment to Stormy Daniels. What we believe is that, one, he'll be charged with the crime of falsifying a business record from the Trump Organization, in which they paid Michael Cohen the money to pay Stormy Daniels. The unique aspect of this case is then they're going to prove that that payment violated election law as an illegal in-kind campaign contribution. That is what makes it a felony, but that is a unique legal theory. And it's not a slam dunk case, although you would have to imagine if you were going to charge the former president of the United States, you must be pretty certain you have the goods.
All right. Your line is breaking on us a little bit, but we'll try and continue for another minute or so, Terry, because when he arrived in New York, we were hearing that he was deep in consultation with his legal team, and he's added a man called Todd Blanche to that legal team. What do we know about him?
Todd Blanche is a former federal prosecutor. He is known as someone who is thorough. He is known as someone who is fair. He has represented members of Trump's inner circle before, campaign managers, Paul Manafort, etc. He's considered, I would say he's considered a heavyweight. The other attorneys that were representing him before don't have that reputation or that gravitas Todd Blanche does.
Mm-hmm. And there's some history between Donald Trump and the judge who will be hearing this initial case today.
Yeah, the judge, Judge Juan Merchan, had been the judge that oversaw the case against Trump's former CFO of the Trump Organization earlier or late last year, Alan Weisselberg. Trump has put on Truth Social that this judge is an anti-Trump judge, and he's demanding that he be removed from the case. That is probably unlikely.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens over the course of the day. Terry, thank you very much for bringing us up to date. Terry Sheridan, who is news director at WSHU Public Radio. And a reminder that later on in the programme, we will be joined here by Elaine Byrne, who is a probate specialist. And Elaine will be taking all of your questions on wills and on probate. So if you have any, do get them into us now, 51551, or you can email us today, cb@rte.ie.